In Ramayan, last week we stopped. Where did we stop?
Rama and Lakshman were not there.
Rama and Lakshman were not there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, basically, Vibhishana and Hanumanji, they were guarding. Hanumanji had made a fort of tail. It was almost seven. It had verandas, it had courtyards. It was almost seven stories tall. Everything was this thing, and it also had a covering on the top. So this tail fort, in that they had they wanted to protect Ram and Lakshman, and so that is why Hanumanji was walking back and forth this side, and Vibhishan was walking back and forth that side. But after some time, suddenly Vibhishan said that I want to go inside. So then Hanumanji said okay, and what happened after few minutes? Again he saw Vibhishan was outside. So then Hanumanji said, "Are you went inside, no?" Vibhishan said, "No, I did not go inside." So then Hanumanji said, then Vibhishan said, "This must be a trick of some demon. So let us go and check what is happening." So they went inside, and what they saw, Ram and Lakshman were not there. They were kidnapped. Do you think Rama can be kidnapped? Why he does this? For doing pastimes. The Lord does all these things to create more fun. Then only we'll see, that Rama got kidnapped means let us see what happens, isn't it? For creating more fun, the Lord does these pastimes. So basically then Vibhishan told to Hanumanji that it was Mahiravan. Mahiravan is another brother of Ravana. And he stays in a place called Mahipuri. So this Vibhishan said, but it is a very secret city. I don't know the secrets about that much, of that city much. Only a person who is staying there, only he will know. So now, somehow you will have to find out that and find out Ram and Lakshman. So that is why Hanumanji, now Vibhishan has told him that you have to go and find out Ram and Lakshman. In the meantime, who came and spat on Ravana's face? Huh? Yeah. Sugriva came and spat on Ravana's face. Do you remember the past time? Sugriva flew up to the 10th floor of Ravana's house. He went and spat on Ravana's face and he came. So then Ravana, he started thinking now. One monkey came and he burnt whole Lanka. Another monkey came. I couldn't even shift this toe. Who was that monkey?
Angada.
Another monkey came. He spat on my face. This is serious. I need to think over it. Maybe I should take help of someone to fight Rama. Then he thought, should I take the help of the Devatas? Then he thought, Devatas are useless. They are the servants in my kitchen. So I should not take help of Devatas. Then he thought, let me take help of some demon. But there is no demon powerful than me. Then he thought, whose help should I take? Then he got an idea. He thought, now let me go to Bali Maharaj. There is difference. Wali is the brother of Sugriva. He is killed now. This is Bali Maharaj, the king of demons. He was a demonic king. So then Ravana thought, let me go and take help of Bali Maharaj. So then Ravana, having this plot in his mind, he went to Bali Maharaj. And where was Bali Maharaj staying at that time? He was staying in the Sutala planets, very down. The Sutala planets. If you remember Vamana avatar, when Vamana was...
Vamana, he just put his leg on that person.
Yeah, that is in the third time. For the third time he put. After that, he was very much satisfied with Bali's sacrifice. So that is why, being pleased with his sacrifice, Vamana blessed him that he will become the gatekeeper. Can you imagine? The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, he becomes the watchman of his devotee, of Bali Maharaj. Because actually Bali Maharaj's guru, Shukracharya, he warned him that you don't give this place to Vamana. But then it is Lord Vishnu himself. But then Bali Maharaj did not listen to his guru because he wanted to serve the Lord. That is why the Lord, in reciprocation, he said that I will become your watchman. That is why in Sutala planets, Bali Maharaj was given a full planet where he was staying, and outside the gate, who was guarding? Lord, in the form of Vamana, he was walking here and there, guarding. Vamana, this one, Balli's house. So now when Ravana came, are you able to follow what I am saying? So Ravana came and Balli Maharaj was standing outside, Vaman Dev was standing outside, and when Ravana came, Vamana said that you cannot go inside, because he was guiding the gate, na? If you come in the building, a watchman will not allow you to go in any building, right? The same way Vamana said, no, you cannot go inside. So then Ravana said, who are you to stop me? So then Vamana said, you cannot go inside. So then Ravana, what he did, he thought, I am Trilokeshwar, how can anyone stop me? So what he did, he became invisible. He was a Mayavina, he was very mystic, he can do any mystics. So he became invisible. He thought, invisible means no material eyes can see. But whose eyes can see? Vishnu's eyes can see. Vamana was Vishnu himself. So Vishnu could see him. So what he did, again the gada came. The gada, you know, club which Lord Vishnu holds, that gada came in front of Ravana. Then Ravana said, because Vishnu could see even his invisible form, Ravana could not play tricks. Can you play tricks with the Lord? No. So he couldn't play tricks. Then after that Ravana thought, now what should I do? So he became very small. Almost very small. He wanted to enter inside. To meet Balli Maharaj. So he became very small. Oh, you know what Vamana did? Vamana, he just stepped on him. He kept his foot on him. So this way, this basically the point was, actually the Lord could have crashed him there itself. There itself he could have killed Ravana. But he wanted to give more pastimes, because Lord Rama has to kill him. But because Vamana touched Ravana, Ravana got the qualification to be killed by Rama. You need a qualification to be killed by the Lord. Anyone cannot go and stand in front of the Lord and the Lord will kill it. It doesn't happen that way. So you need a qualification to be killed by Lord Ram. So now Ravana got the qualification. Why? Because Vamana touched with his lotus feet, he touched Ravana. So now, then the Lord said, okay, go inside. So then Ravana went inside, and then Balli Maharaj was there. So then Balli Maharaj said, how you came inside? Vamandev is outside, no? How you came inside? Ravana said, I am Trilokeshwar Ravana, who can stop me? So then Balli Maharaj said, no, the Lord must have definitely stopped you, but still he must have shown his mercy and allowed you inside. So then who is he to show me mercy? He is Lord Vishnu himself, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Ravana said, who is Supreme Personality? Don't tell me all these things. Who is Supreme Personality of God? I am the Supreme Person, I am the Supreme Lord. So then Balli Maharaj said, oh, is that so? You are the Supreme Lord, and what are you doing here? So then Ravana said, I came to take help. Oh, the Supreme Lord has come to take help from me. Then he told to his friends, oh, the Supreme Lord has come to take help from me. Then I am more supreme than him. Then I am Supreme Lord. So then Ravana said, this is not nice. You should not make fun of your younger ones. You should not, according to Dharma, you should not make fun of the elders, don't make fun of the younger ones. So then, oh, you know Dharma also. So then he said, yes, of course, I didn't forget Dharma. So then why are you here? So then he said, you are my great-great-grandfather. Balli Maharaj was a demon, you remember? He was great-great-great-grandfather of Ravana. So he said, you are my great-great-great-grandfather, so I came to see you. Oh, after all these years, you came to see me. So then he said, okay, forget about all these things. I just came because one human being has come into Lanka. So then human being has come into Lanka with lot of monkeys. So then Ravana, this thing, Balli Maharaj said, oh, a human being has come. Wait, who? How come he came into Sri Lanka? So then, I don't know. They built some bridge and I saw the bridge. They built the bridge and they came into Lanka. So then, and who are those monkeys? Before that, Balli Maharaj, he closed his eyes and he could get the knowledge, because he was also a very great devotee. He closed his eyes and he said, oh, it is the son of Dasharatha, isn't it? Oh, yes, the same weak people. That's what he said to this one. So then Dasharatha, this Ravana, then again Balli Maharaj said, who are those monkeys? So then Ravana said, Oh, these monkeys. One monkey came and he burnt Lanka. One monkey came, I couldn't even move his toe. Another monkey came, he came and spat on my face. So this is what he told to Bali Maharaj. So then Bali Maharaj said, oh, that means these monkeys have come and as well as Lord Ram has come. So then he told to Ravana, oh, so you have stolen his wife, isn't it? But you are a demon. Demons are like that. They always steal others' wives. See, now you are intelligent. Ravana said, oh, you are very intelligent. You understand what I have done. So then this thing, Bali Maharaj said, before I go into any conversation, I would like to give you a gift. Because you have come to my kingdom, I want to give you a gift. I will help you, don't worry. I will help you. But before that, I want to give you a gift. So then Ravana said, okay. So then what did Bali Maharaj do? He took him into a big maidan, a big place was there, a big ground was there. So he took him there. And what was there? There was a big mountain. And that mountain was 32 the diameter of that mountain was 32 diameters. And that mountain was of gold. So huge, yeah. And it was almost 9 yojanas, 72 miles high. And that was the, that huge the mountain was. And that mountain, they were very beautiful diamonds. And those diamonds were bigger than the face of Ravana. Huh? Such beautiful mountain was there. And Bali Maharaj said, I want to give you this mountain as a gift. Ravana said, is that so? This full mountain as a gift for me? And you know, these demonic minds are like that. They are very happy. He thought, oh, why should I go to Lanka now? Why forget about Ram and Sita? I will be happy with this mountain. So then Bali Maharaj said, yeah, this mountain is for you. So you can take it. So Ravana, he went and he tried to move the mountain. Tried to lift the mountain. But he couldn't even move a little bit also. He couldn't even move a bit. So then Bali Maharaj said, wait, stop. Just go a little behind. So then he went. Can you tell me what it is? Can you guess what it is? And Ravana saw like this. He was seeing the full mountain. And then he thought, it looks like a earring. So then Bali Maharaj said, yes, it is a earring. And what did Bali Maharaj say? Do you know whose earring it is? So he said, it is the earring of Hiranyakashipu. Sometime back, you know, actually, I don't know how many of you heard this past time. Ravana was Hiranyakashipu in his previous lifetime. You know that? He was Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was the father of Prahlad. And who came to kill Hiranyakashipu? Narsimha. So, when Narsimha and Hiranyakashipu were fighting, the earring of Hiranyakashipu fell here in the Sutala planet. And that was the earring of Hiranyakashipu. Just imagine how powerful, 10 times powerful Hiranyakashipu was. So, Bali Maharaj told to Ravana that see, in your previous lifetime, you were so powerful, 10 times more powerful than what you are now. But still, the Lord came and killed you, you couldn't do anything. Now again, the same Lord has come in the human form and he is going to kill you. So, it is better you give back Sita. But Ravana was not going to listen to any advice. Then he left Bali Maharaj and he went ahead. Now, about this Mahiravana. Mahiravana killing, Mahiravana is very powerful. Actually, it is said that his, even if you, if you make 3000 pieces of his body. Even if you make 3000 pieces of his body, if it falls in different places, but still all those 3000 parts will come and join and he'll get his life back. So this powerful is Mahiravana. And not only that, his life, it is there in two places. That is, his life is there in one diamond, that is in another place. And another in the Himalayas, there is a place where there are 5 lamps burning. And those 5 lamps are guarded by 5 mystic snakes. And when, if you want to kill Mahiravana, the condition is that diamond which is in another place has to be crushed. At the same time, the 5 lamps have to be burnt. At the same time, in the chest of Mahiravana, arrow should be released. So this is the condition for killing Mahiravana. Otherwise, How much ever you kill him, his 5 heads will only disappear, his 10 hands only will disappear, the other 5 heads and other 10 hands will come. So like that powerful was Mahiravana. So next week we will see how Mahiravana will be killed. Okay, Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.